Welcome to the Character Collective podcast, where writers talk about words and how hard they are, and our characters drop by and wreak absolute havoc. Come for the writing, stay for the stupid. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Character Collective podcast. This is Kai. Now, before we get started, get yourself ready. Go get a coffee, get a gin. If you got like those little people, put them in front of the TV, lock the door, whatever you need to do. And don't forget, we've got new episodes coming out every Wednesday. So favorite, like, subscribe, share, do all those things that you need to do. Okay, let's get queer. Let's get stupid. Strap in, strap on. Right, let's do this.
Hello,
everybody.
Hello.
Oh, I'm turning the volume down instead of up. There we go.
Okay.
Now, my thing goes backwards. You have to press it down for the volume to go up.
Oh, damn.
When I'm on Zoom. So.
Yeah.
Because it thinks I'm and I'm not. Anyway. Oh,
hi. Oh.
I forgot what time it is there because I'm half an hour difference at the moment.
You're behind, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not so bad. It's only half an hour.
Yeah, but it's only just past 9 o'clock, whereas, like, I look down at my – because my computer, for some reason, has not done the change. It's gone through the change of life. But everything –
it hasn't gone through the change. Yeah.
So I keep getting half an hour back, but I looked down and went, shit, it's almost 10 o'clock for you. God damn. But, you know, it's your process and you're fine.
It's fine. This is like me awake. I'm like, okay, ready to do things. Let's go.
That's it. This is like you right now is like me at 10 a.m. So.
Yeah, exactly. Just so invert that shit.
We're good.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, hold on. Is my microphone plugged in? Yeah, it is. It's fine.
I can hear you. It's a little echoey, but it's okay.
A little echoey. Is that better?
That is better.
Okay, well, then in that case, because I'm sitting on the bed and I've got my microphone on a little table, and I will just shuffle closer to the table. Okay, and can I swing that around more? No, but I can do that. There we go. Is that better?
Yeah, that sounds better.
Okay, cool. And
yeah.
Then I'll move the computer away. Okay, all right. We should be good now.
What?
So we actually have a topic.
A topic.
Sort of.
Yeah, I feel sorry. I mean, I'm pretty sure I could join in a ramble for like a good 40 minutes for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be interesting. So finally, me obsessing and bringing it up at every possible opportunity and using it for fucking everything, you have now read All for the Game.
Finally. I have.
What prompted that? Because I didn't even know you were until you were already into the second book.
Yeah, so I don't remember.
Yeah.
I know we were talking about it the other day.
Yeah.
Okay, so we talked about it the other day in the context of, like, Be Like Nora.
Yeah, and
in the context of the darkness, exactly, and me embracing the darkness in my books, which I was, you know, hesitant about.
Yeah.
And you were like, "Well, this is actually a really great example of that." And I was like, "Well, you know what? I do have. I also, because I was trying to do AI on the boys.
Yeah,
I was trying to do I was trying to do some image generation with AI.
Yeah,
and I was reading up like the wiki and stuff like that, and I was like, "Oh, fuck it, I may as well just read it." Like,
right.
Yeah, why not?
And what
I didn't make a lot of time to read.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, I stand by what I... No, I don't make a lot of time to read.
Mm.
But, you know, my life is slowly balancing out.
Funnily,
so that was good. It was, yeah.
Reading All for the Game for the first time was actually what got me back into reading regularly.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that obsessive read where I'm like, but I think a lot of like dedicated readers and authors do it where they're like, oh, it's 3 a.m. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just finish this chapter. Oh, look, sunrise.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did that. Yeah. I mean, do that pretty much every time I read it. I was going to say, I did that with All for the Game, and I'm like, which time? All of them.
Yeah. I remember that I sent you a screenshot of me reading the first book at 2 a.m.
2 a.m., yeah.
And then I sent you one at, like, 3:30, and I'm like, I was on the second book.
Yeah.
Or it's just about to start the second book or something.
No, I think that I'm pretty sure the very first one you sent me was from the second book.
Oh, no, it was the last page of book one. No, it was the last page of book one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I literally just finished. I kept reading till like another hour and a half later.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
And then when you were like, I'm going to be finished tonight, I'm like, just so you're aware, the third book is a fuck ton bigger, but also that third book is like, you can't put that shit down.
But it goes, like, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't let up.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think stop. The way that I described it, I maintain that is the best description of the way you need to read that series or for the game is at a breakneck speed, only stopping occasionally for brief sleeping moments.
Yes, exactly. Like, and to pee.
You got
take it with you.
Whatever. My Kindle my Kindle goes where I go. It's fine. It's fine.
Right.
Just another chair, man. Yeah.
But I think that's why I went back and had to read it a second time too, because the first time I read it, it was at that breakneck speed. And like, I was just like, what the fuck just happened?
No, that's completely fair enough. And it's such a weird thing objectively because it doesn't feel rushed, even though you get to the end of it, you're like, wait, what just happened?
Yeah.
Like you go through it and it's chaotic and you just...
It's so weird. Oh, did you just drop out? Oh, hello. Oh, hello. I think we lost her for a moment. Oh, no. Anyway, so while we're waiting to see if that's a thing. Okay.
Oh, there we go. My microphone just stopped.
Okay, we got it back? You're back? No, it's out.
No, I'm not back.
Okay.
Can you hear me, though?
I can hear you.
I don't know what you can hear me on.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't have a microphone plugged in. So it's cool. I'm going to leave it. I'm going to let it ride if it's okay.
You don't sound any different.
You're coming out of the speakers instead of my headset. So.
Okay.
Weird, but I'm just going to go with it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the
I know where you're coming from. I had my blue snowball plugged in.
Yeah.
And it's connected to that.
Okay.
That's cool. I have microphone and speakers.
You now sound a lot clearer.
Oh, good. I just picked up my microphone, so.
Okay. Yeah, no, cool. You're
I've got the good one.
You are so super unbelievably clear right now.
Oh.
That's
the first time in my life.
Oh my god. Okay, cool. So I was gonna, because you dropped out, I was gonna say a thing and now I can't remember what that was. So what were we saying before you dropped out that might remind me what the thing?
I was talking about that the books go very quickly, but it doesn't feel like it's too quick. It doesn't feel like you're rushing through it.
Yeah. And that's it. And it's it's weird because it is constant and it's like if you kind of step back and think about it, like there's like you go from like especially the third book, so you go from all this, sorry spoilers, you go from all this like major fucking shit going down, so I mean it starts out one way, but you go through all this crap going down and then like the it's not, it doesn't end there, and I like this. I like that it didn't just, oh okay, he's okay, and let's, like, you know, move on with life.
Yeah.
And the whole play out of them, like, him reconnecting with like, the whole group and kind of realizing them as his family and them all going away and hanging out and just doing a thing and just, like, kind of being normal. And then it comes back in that very final moment to kind of close everything out. It's kind of like... it's so up and down constantly, but even in the down moments it's still really tense because you've got like this character of Andrew who's like, you know, could basically go off at any time, but not in the presence of Neil. And it's just a really cool mind fuck.
It really is really good.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the kind of thing I'm like, number one, why is that not a lot bigger? Why is that not so, when you look at some of the things that are really popular, it's like, no, this thing, this over here, this has grit. But also like, how I want to make people feel the way that I feel when I read it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. I mean, it's the weirdest thing because this book series has just been dropped. Like it's a drive by. Yeah. Like they've just dropped it and ran.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at the numbers right now on Amazon.
Yeah.
You know, there's like 10,000 reviews for the first book and it's at 4.4, and that's the lowest rating of the three books.
And she sells them for like a fucking dollar or $2, $3. Like it just.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a dollar. It's like a 99-cent book.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I think the others were like maybe I think I got all of them for like $4 or something.
Mm.
Like it's just
I'm looking at the Kindles, it's like in Australian dollars.
Yeah.
Like $1.05 or $1.16.
That's it. And so I'm like, on special, that's the thing. It's not like it's, you know, this is just what they're at. I'm like, I don't understand.
There's so much about it that shouldn't work.
Yes. Yeah.
That's like, right. You know, that whole thing of like, you know, covers and shit like that. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, these are the most basic covers I've ever seen.
Right.
Her sister, and then
her sister made them.
Yeah, it's in the book. It's like, you know, the covers were made by my little sister. And my brain's like, yeah, you can tell. But like, obviously they're working. Like, it's not working.
Exactly.
So it's really interesting. And I said, like, I wanted to do an episode and like analyze it. And I didn't mean, like, you were a bit worried that I meant like analyze, like deep apart, down and analyze this shit. But no, I want to look at it like that. Like, this works.
Yeah.
Wow. So well, like, when did they come out? Okay. Book one came out,
I think
2016.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that there's absolutely no marketing done on these.
No, well, that's the thing.
I'm just going to make a guess on that.
Yeah, no, she didn't.
And like, and she people did. Are still writing reviews like today.
Yeah. Have you had if you go on to AO, AO3, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Yeah.
Yes.
Did I get that right? Yeah. You go on there, there is so much fan fiction. Like, there's ridiculous numbers. There is stories in there that are longer than the first book.
That's amazing. I love that it inspires people to write.
Yes.
To create. I think that is, you know, like I was going through it, I was trying not to read it as a writer.
Yeah.
You know, but some of the things like I'm like, oh, there's literally a word missing here.
Yes.
Or, you know, that's supposed to be here.
Like, that's one of the first things I think that's one of the things I said to you at the start when I first read it. I'm like, it's messy. Like there's editing errors. It needs a good proper edit, but it doesn't matter.
I wouldn't touch it though. Like, I wouldn't suggest to Nora to do that.
God,
like
no.
if she asks, like, yes, like when before it came out, you would totally read that and say maybe you should do this. But I mean, the numbers speak for themselves.
Exactly. Nobody cares. Nobody points it out. There's not
nobody cares
where it's like blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
And so my most recent session with my writing mentor, he was talking about finding, you know, the term is super hot fans.
Yeah.
So, you know, you take them from cold, warm, you know, through all the steps, and then you get to like super hot.
I'm super
hot. Like, these are the people that will buy merchandise. They will buy anything that you release.
I mean, shit, I made stuff on Redbubble because I couldn't find exactly what I wanted. So I made it on Redbubble and they have been my biggest sellers.
And that's the definition of a super hot fan.
Right.
Like the fact that you are inspired to create
exactly
merch because there was none.
I mean, like, and also, you know,
all the people writing fan fiction.
Ice Strike is pretty much at the basis. It's started as fanfic. Like, I never read fanfic, but the I mean, if you look at iStrike, like if you look at First Strike overall, I created a sport. Now that you've read that, you can see how much of it, how much of Exe has influenced fucking iStrike, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So, definitely. And it was to the point where it was literally confusing my brain that I was visualizing them on skates.
Yeah.
Because of your books.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just getting it confused. I did too. I'm getting a visitor in my room.
Mm.
Give me 1 second. Yeah. What's up, my pet? You don't feel good?
Oh, no.
You okay?
Also, she wasn't talking to you. Talking to me.
Did you hear that, everyone? Just so we're clear.
Yeah. Thanks, Luke. All right, go to bed or lay down or something. Go just rest, okay?
Oh, my God.
And like peak parenting. It's like my tummy hurts. Yeah, you'll be fine. Walk it off. Yeah. Go and sit down. You'll be fine.
But that right there was Luke in a teeth. She wasn't talking to you. Sorry.
Excuse me. Yep.
Oh my God. This is my attention time right now. Back off.
Yes. It's so funny though. I'm looking like so I'm on Amazon for the Foxhole Court.
Yep.
I'm looking and there's like popular highlights.
Yeah.
And these sections, like sentences.
Yeah.
Have been highlighted by like 7,500 people. And it doesn't matter, like, you know, you could read the book, you know, 80 times, but, like, that's 7,000 separate Kindle readers.
Yeah.
That's not just, like, one person that's real dedicated.
Yeah. Like, okay, the line, that line.
Yeah.
You know the one I'm talking about doesn't mean that line.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is the moment, that is the turning moment. And that is a line that is constantly like Jay, who did our pictures for the podcast, right?
Yeah.
Like I found him based on his All for the Game. You know,
oh, that's right. He'd done art of it. Yeah.
Both of them. The one also the one that did Waylon and Anton for me was somebody who was doing ATG fan art. So that's how he was doing fan art, and he had an image of that line. It was just a picture of like the stool and Andrew's like leg and like his hands on the edge of the stool with that line next to it. And it was just such perfection.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's I found him because of the fan art. So
I think it's interesting.
Yeah.
Something that I will tell you in a minute once I just I need to look something up, but I just found something that is very interesting.
Okay.
Well, at least it's more interesting to me. So
while you're doing that, because you were saying about Nora not doing any marketing. So what she did have a Tumblr page, a very extensive Tumblr page where she did a lot of background information and answered questions that people were asking from outside of the story, and like what was he thinking when he said this and why this and why that, and she had, like us, she has, that's how she writes like we do. They tell her the story, so she writes the same way. She's one of us.
Nice.
And so everything that she was doing in that was kind of, you know, answering the questions through the characters. And it was, like we've said before, the books are only like a tiny little amount of the overall story that we know. And you could see that in what she was writing as well. And if you think about the time frame of these books and like knowing just some of the experiences, like Neil prior to the first book starting, like, holy fucking shit, that's a whole thing on its own. Andrew Pryor, all of them actually, every single character, like Renee, oh my God, imagine her story up to the point of the first book starting. Like, she knows all that. She knows all those backgrounds, of course. And like it was such a thorough Tumblr page with all of this information. By the time I got to it, she hadn't been on there in freaking ages. But it had created a life of its own. It was continuing and people going back and forth. And then over in AO3, it was just ridiculous amounts of writing. Some of it did frustrate me because if you're going to write fanfic, don't fuck up the canon shit.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, there's definitely like a market for that stuff, but like, yeah. Real.
Yeah. No, don't like, okay. So now that you've read it, you'll get this. So Neil, right? Doesn't smoke, but we know why he has a cigarette with him a lot of the time. Never fucking smokes it, right? Except for to light the fucking thing. The number of fanfic I saw where he was smoking, I'm like, don't fuck with that. It's very important that he doesn't. There is a reason. Like, don't fuck that.
Yeah.
Come on.
Fair.
Yeah. For some reason, it really, really fucking got on my nerves, that one.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Anyway.
No, that's fair. So what I found was that Nora is releasing these in French.
Yep.
And one of them was released this year.
Oh, yeah. I was aware of that, actually.
Yeah, one was released literally this month.
Oh, really?
In French, the French translation. So
I knew the first one was coming out, yeah.
Obviously, there's something, and also the covers are great.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's, yeah, that's awesome.
I don't think I've seen the covers.
Oh, they're nice. I'll screenshot you them because.
Okay, yeah, that's
there. Nice. I might actually, I was like, oh, yeah, nah, yeah. But I might get the French versions.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool. Awesome. They're quite nice. It's, yeah. Whoever's done the French translation.
Yeah.
Great. So good.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
And, and they're different names as well.
Sorry?
They're different names.
Yeah.
So, like, the first one is called Well Hidden Secrets.
Okay.
And the second one's called Never Give Up.
Yep.
And the series is called A Team of Misfits.
I'm actually not a fan of those covers, to be honest.
That's fair.
Yeah. I'm not sure why.
It's because of the model that they've used for the second one is a douche.
No, but neither of them seem right.
I like, so in the background, there's like geometric fox and raven. I like those.
Yeah, I do.
And like the the logo of, like, the series logo with the crossed lacrosse sticks.
Oh my god. How much? Okay. Like, it does not heaps, but it looks a little bit like my First Strike logo, not going to lie, because it's got the lacrosse thing there.
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
Yeah, only mine's got a lacrosse. So instead of the lacrosse, two lacrosse sticks, mine's got one lacrosse stick and a skate.
Yeah. It's a good format for a book logo.
Yeah, right.
It really is.
So I really like the background. I think what the problem is with the images is that, and I think this is speaking from someone who is already read them and is already obsessed, is it's not them.
Yeah. No, fair. I was literally like, what? With the visuals, I was like, hang on a minute.
So, okay. Firstly, Neil's hair should be, number one, his hair should be longer. He shouldn't look so old. He shouldn't look like he's actually tall. How can you do that? I don't know. And then Andrew, he should be like a lot more buff, and he shouldn't be looking like so much of a tool. He should be looking like I'm going to kill you, not more.
He shouldn't look like he's got a brontosaurus neck.
Yeah, I don't like the image.
I would have loved the covers if it was just the geometric animals.
Right, yes, absolutely. So take just like kind of what has been done, because it works for that particular series, and update it. Like,
yeah,
having the fox, having the raven, amazing.
What would you have for the third book? The fox and the raven are kind of it.
King Penguin?
I was like, Timberwolf, no. Like, you couldn't. Those are the two big ones. So I'm really I'm kind of curious to see what animal they put on the third one, because
because they would have been better off with the raven on the third. Well,
Maybe when does Christmas happen? Hang on. Yeah, I'm just trying to remember the timeline. That's the only problem with reading them. It's such, like, so quickly smashed together.
Oh, dude,
it's like, wait, when did this happen? Which book was that?
Think about it. So,
yeah.
And I love that. I love that even though I'm reading it for, like, the fifth, I'm pretty sure it is the fifth time, I'm still reading it. It still doesn't feel like, it still feels like I'm reading it for the first time. That's magic. That is.
That's really good. Like,
yeah.
I can't reread stuff very often at all.
No, me neither.
I'll get to a point and go, oh, no, I've read this one.
Yeah, that's usually what happens. And then, like, I'll skip or whatnot. Or, like, there's been a few that I've reread. Like, I've reread Hitchhiker's Guide because, hello. Douglas Adams. I've read them a few times. I've read a couple of Richard Layman's books more than once.
Yeah.
I've read... there was an M.M. Hockey series that I reread because, like, yeah, I was getting a lot of First Strike vibes from it. So it was, like, good to reread it for my own kind of research and shit.
Yeah.
And this, I don't think there's much else that I've read. Oh, and Zork, those Zork books that I shared with you from when I was a kid.
Yeah. I mean, those are different, I guess.
Yeah. but this is probably the only, like, big chunky series that I've read, like, definitely the only ones I've read this many times in such a short time frame as well. So to be able to go back and read it again and still feel like I'm reading for the first time is fucking magic.
It's amazing because, like, I'm just looking at the pricing of it. Book one is free. And there's the others have to be, looking at the exchange rate, they have to be 99 cents.
Jesus.
So it's like, that's nuts.
I don't understand. Like, I mean, it's also really cool because it also does, you know, be like Nora. Like, who cares? That is the epitome of someone going, I needed to write this and now I have, here you go. I'm going to go do what you want.
Yeah, there was definitely a bit, I think it was in, like, the, you know, what happens next sort of section of the website.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, am I going to write a fourth one? And no, like, I had planned about writing a fourth one, but then he was satisfied.
Yeah, that's it. She's like, that story's done. I don't need to. And, like, all the fanfics were picking it up after that and took it in so many directions. Like, I read so many different versions. Of what comes after it. And it was fun.
That's great.
Yeah, it was so much fun. And, like, and I think that's cool to leave it like that. And to leave it open to interpretation. Because it's like the story's done, they're in a good place. I don't need to, you know, I don't outline the rest of their lives. And that's really fucking cool.
Yeah.
Which is, that's actually one of the reasons I was like with All for the Game being First Strike being like whether I do that other one. And if I do a follow on, it's going to be at least 10 years later. I'm not continuing their stories. I'm taking it to a new generation.
Yeah, definitely. I kind of loved the end of book three.
Yeah.
In that it wasn't necessarily like resolution of,
right?
You know, those sort of final events that we saw.
Yeah.
It was not like, it was just him thinking about, you know, telling him.
Yeah.
It wasn't like seeing that.
Yeah, and it's I like too that it's it kind of like, okay, so he's safe, air quotes, and like this deal's been made and all good, but that's over his head for the rest of his life. Like, if he fucks up,
yeah,
he's coming back.
But I love that in that
his core, he's dead.
That's the case.
Yeah.
But he's just like, well, this is what I'm doing for the rest of my life. And if I'm not doing it, I have no life. So it's fine.
That's all good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, Andrew's there. It's cool. We're fine. Whatever.
Yeah. A little shit I need. It's fine.
And like, okay, is Neil on the asexual spectrum, is Neil demi? Is Neil asexual? Is Neil pan? Like,
yeah, I love that. There's no verification of any of that,
right? It's
not for neither of them.
So cool.
Yeah.
And it's like, and you could literally, and this is what I was talking about with representation and why it's so awesome, and why I want to do more representation, is because he could represent kind of a huge range. Like, you could see an asexual person could relate to that experience, like, mm-hmm. as could many other, you know, people. They could relate to what he's going through. People can relate to what, you know, what is happening with Andrew. Hopefully not too fucking much, because holy shit, right? Yeah, like when he revealed, spoilers, when he revealed how old he was the first time shit happened.
Yeah.
I, like, seriously, you know, wanted to climb through the pages. I'm like, he's as real as my characters at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a fucking messy book, but damn, it's.
Yeah, it's great. Like,
yeah.
So I can definitely see why it's got all that, like, very dedicated fan base.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're down to 10 minutes. Damn it.
That's okay. So
what is it, though? What is it that. Like, the fan base is there. I am fucking one of them. I'm, like, you know, I'm definitely the hot whatever. I'm hot. I don't know.
super hot.
I'm a super hot fan.
You're a super hot fan.
So you've got – there's the supporters there. There's no marketing. Like, it's just, mm-hmm. like I said, this needed to be written, was written, and, like, kind of stepped away and let it be done.
Yeah.
I get that she's probably a very awkward and anxious person. I get that she's probably very much like us.
yeah.
And it's like, nah. So, and this storyline, like, it's so chaotic and so just ridiculous, like, embrace the stupid. And there's elements of it that are like, that doesn't feel... like it, like, if you think about it, that doesn't feel like it would be a thing, but it doesn't fucking matter. So,
yeah,
why? What is it? What is the thing? What is she
catching? Yeah. Well, I mean, what did it start out as, like not fan fiction, but like some, like, a live journal sort of, you know, writing a story to, you know, entertain her friends? It's like, that's the angle you've got to come at it with.
Yeah.
Who are you writing for? Like, that's, if you're writing for, you know, air quotes, people, the people, like, it's not going to be the same as something you've written to entertain your mates.
Or for yourself, or because the story had to be told.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's more to it than that.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything I write is that.
Yeah, definitely.
More to it than that. Like,
mm-hmm.
I want to bottle the Nora experience, and I, like, don't, I just want to bottle it. I don't know how.
I don't think it's the typical thing whatsoever, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It's such a good example of, like, something, like, that's not just 20 books, you know, working.
And that's why I want to bottle it, because it's not typical. It's so atypical. That I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, you haven't done what you were told to do, and you are, I'm not saying having the success, air quotes, that, you know, because she's not having, like, the success of someone who's, you know, like, you know, fucking Potter or whatever, like, hate to mention that, but yeah, that success isn't there, but a fucking well should be. So my, like, as a writer, I also am like, I'd prefer her, air quotes, success than the success that's been had by, say, E.L. James or whatever.
James, yeah.
I'd prefer her success over that any day.
Mm-hmm. Because
she's got the connection. She's got the super hot fans. She's got the dedication. She's got people who love the characters. And most importantly, she's got people that are connecting, seeing themselves, and her words, her story, their story that she's written is literally helping people and saving people and helping them connect with themselves, which is ultimately what it's about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you look at like the most top level themes of that, like someone who's totally, you know, hiding who they are, they're completely masking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not comfortable with, they have no idea who they actually are.
Yeah.
Not that they're not comfortable. He literally has no idea who he is.
That's it. That's it. And the name, like the dead name, the name that he's given is one that he's so disconnected from. And like the family that he was, you know, born to, he's so, like there's no connection. Like with the father person, there's nothing. There's zero. So I think I mentioned it the other day. I feel like one of the top themes of this, apart from what you just said, which is like the whole self-identity and masking and whatnot, is also that found family. And so finding that safety.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's like the safety aspect. I don't know. Maybe this will come out in Streamlined, because that's definitely Ash's kind of journey.
Yeah. Mm. No, definitely. I think that those books definitely, like the Ice Strike book, I think both of those series definitely will capture a lot of the same vibe.
I think Ice Strike, I mean, I love Ice Strike, you know that, I love all my boys, but I feel like Ice Strike will be maybe a stepping stone into that. I feel like it's still too much. There's still too much overlap with what I'm supposed to do and with hitting those. Because, I mean, remember I was using the romance, the template and all of that and kind of, you know, ticking all those boxes instead of just letting it go. Like there was, instead of, like, you know, it was heavy planting, I guess. So there's elements of both in there. So I feel like there's so much of the typical MM structure in there that it won't quite hit what I want to hit.
Yeah.
But it'll be a stepping stone. I think that the second strike, so the sequel, if I do that, I think will be approached very much more aligned with Streamlined and like All for the Game.
Mm-hmm. No, I think, but I can definitely feel adjacent vibes.
Oh, gotcha.
It's good. Yeah. It's very good.
Yeah, no, First Strike definitely has adjacent vibes, like with the whole sport. Yeah. And I don't know, like, I don't know if you would pick up all the many, many All for the Game shout outs that I drop into the First Strike book.
I'm curious now to intentionally read it looking for them. But yeah, I could definitely see like finishing All for the Game and going, what next? And like picking up those books.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Thank you. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or even the other way around, because I'll be talking about All for the Game in that. So.
Oh, definitely. It's definitely going to be those, like, you know, people who bought this also bought this.
Yeah, like, that's cool. Absolutely. And that's, I mean, that's really what I wanted. I mean, that's something that I said too, isn't it? It's the same kind of audience in general. And Ciaran, who like did beta reading for me on Taking the Field, he's read All for the Game. He is like as obsessed as I am. And so we connected over that. And so he's read has read Taking the Field. Loved it, loved the characters. So, you know, they're a really good one to kind of give me that.
I mean, it's a good sort of place to find good beta readers, like in that super hot audience.
Yeah. But also, I don't want to do beta readers anymore. But,
but if you would.
Different approach, that's all. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, it's very good. I'm glad I read it.
Yes. Yay. I'm glad you did too, because now I can. You know, you might get some of my references and stuff. I'll be like, oh, it's from All from the Game. You're like, I know.
No, it's good. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now you know Andril.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm down to a minute and a half left, and I've got to go.
Okay. You got to go look after Charlie.
Yeah, I got to do the thing.
Make sure he's
okay. Firm it then. Hope it sticks.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, we shall wrap it up. Yay. Oh, man. It's just, yeah, I'm just so happy.
Converted someone else.
Yeah.
Really coming.
I'll continue to obsess. I'll continue to drop
reference. Yeah, do. No, I invite the obsession. It's interesting.
It's a solid obsession. Yeah. I want somebody to obsess about my books like I obsess about those. That's what it comes down to. Yeah.
That's all we ask for.
That's it. That's all I ask is for someone to be obsessed. Is that too much, really?
Yeah. Is it? It's not. Seems like a fair request to me.
Yeah. Oh, look, Waylon said he's obsessed, but I'm talking about with Anton, hun.
Nice. All right.
Okay.
Wrap it up. Talk to everyone next week.
Bye.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye. All right, there we go. Done.
Hey, thanks for joining us for this episode of the Character Collective. If you have any questions, suggestions, feedback, especially fanfic or fan art, email us at character.collective.podcast@gmail.com. Or if you're using Anchor, just send us a voice message. We'll have new episodes coming out every Wednesday, so before you go, make sure you click off for notifications. On Spotify, click follow. On Anchor, click favourite below. Also, don't forget to share this with your writer and reader friends. Right, let's do this.